Well, welcome. Glad you're here. If you are new with us, welcome. We are Bible Fellowship Church of Newark. Just to give you a fair warning, we are not a perfect church. You looking for a perfect church, you're not going to find one here. We have faults, we have failures, but we are passionate in our pursuit of knowing Jesus, following Jesus, and serving him with our lives. We have found in him life. We believe that he is the risen Son of God who took upon the sin, mankind's sin, upon himself, on his shoulders. We celebrated this last week on Easter, where he was crucified for our sins. He really died. And then he rose again on the third day, promising new life and resurrection for all those who put their faith in him. And so we found that life. We are learning what it means to know him, what it means to follow him. And so we gather together, we sing praises, we pray for one another, we are on each other's team, we are hoping to help each other grow and into maturity in what we believe and how we live. And so part of that is we spend time in his word. And we've been in a book for the past few weeks. It's a book in the Old Testament. It's a book named Habakkuk, and it is a book about the coming destruction of Judah, and then the coming destruction of the destroyers of Judah. It's a book that is very interesting because it answers and asks a question that a lot of us, I think, wrestle with on a day-to-day basis. God, if you are all good and you are all powerful and you are everywhere, you're all knowing, why is there evil? Why do bad things happen to good people? Why do the wicked seem to have everything going their way, but then the people who are righteous end up being ran over by them? Like, Habakkuk actually asked this question. I mean, he's called the questioning prophet. He's asking tough questions of God. I mean, he begins the book. Is your law paralyzed? Can it do anything? You gave us this precious thing, and it's not doing anything. In fact, the people who are trying to follow what you say are being persecuted by the other people that you rescued out of Egypt. Our nation is coming against the ones who are trying to uphold your law, and we're not seeing anything happen. And God answers, well, here's how I'm going to take care of this. I'm going to bring this bitter and hasty nation, the Babylonians, and I'm going to come in, and I'm going to just wipe out Jerusalem. Well, how could you do that, Lord? How could you allow that to happen? How could you let the man swallow up the man who's more righteous than he? And these questions that Habakkuk has, these deep things are difficult to carry, to work through. But in it, the Lord responds to Habakkuk and gives us an understanding of the perspective of history. And that what we see in the immediate present and what we're seeing in our life is not the whole story. And in fact, that God calls his righteous people not to live on what they see in the near term, but to live in what he says. So last week we looked at this beautiful statement, the righteous shall live by faith. This statement, this truth that undergirds most of a lot of Paul's writings. A lot of the New Testament is books that are arisen out of the reality of this statement. Our faith comes out of the reality of this statement. It is the righteous who live by faith. Righteousness and life does not come through my actions and behavior and ability to uphold God's law. It comes through faith. It comes through a belief that God is good, a trusting him when it seems as though he's not working, a resolve to wait on him. And so God responds to Habakkuk saying, my right.